T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Desmond Howard's there. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And what can be said about Desmond Howard? Obviously, we watch him every Saturday on College Game Day. I think that is mandatory viewing for any football fan. But his football career is something of legend, right? Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, number retired by the University of Michigan. I mean, that's a pretty badass resume to walk into anywhere with. And, so very close to yours, Crowder. Very close.
And the reason that I spent hundreds of dollars on wristbands when I was in high school because I wanted to look like Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. So College Game Day is here in Miami tomorrow. Des, are you guys on campus or you're at Hard Rock Stadium?
We're at the Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, we're not going to be on campus. We were on campus a couple of years ago, and that was just outstanding.
Oh,
I wish we could do that again.
Remember.
That was incredible. Oh man, I loved it. But I love that whole Saturday was perfect, from game day to the actual game. It was just like it couldn't have gone any better. But now we'll be up at Hard Rock, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
We were at that game. Me and Crowder went to that game. That was the Notre Dame game a couple years ago. And Crowder, who exactly loves to pick on the University of Miami as much as he can, even though I know he secretly loves them, he looked at me. We were in a suite. He looked at me after that interception, that first interception.
Trajan Bandy.
And Crowder looked at me and he goes, "Holy hell, this place is electric." Like that was a scene there a couple years ago.
No, you're right. It was incredible. It was electric. And let me say first that I live in Miami, and I love listening to you guys, your show. I think you guys got incredible chemistry, so you guys do a fantastic job. I saw Crowder at a little Super Bowl shindig in February, and I told him that, too. I don't know if you remember that. I saw you at that little party they had. I said, "Man, you guys do a great job on the radio, man. You guys do a tremendous job." So it was really – really cool for me to get a chance to be on here with you guys. Don't give him crap about saying. Does he really say us when he says like Miami Hurricanes?
Every now and then he slips up.
How do you slip up like that, bro? I mean,
every day.
Go ahead.
2 to 6 every day. We're taking Canes calls. I'm breaking down the Canes. I know every player on the team. Dez, I know every player that's in the NFL that played for UM over the last 10 years. I just slip up every now and again because it's on me. It's on my chest.
I got you, brother. I got you. All right. You get a pass.
Talking about the Canes, though, I gave them a hard time, too, that they started out in the top 25 after what happened last year. We know the addition of De'Aaron King, Roche, they have some grad transfers. Now we've seen a couple games. UAB didn't impress me, but that Louisville game did impress me. What's your thought of the Canes, new rebuild, De'Aaron King, Manny Diaz Kane? What's your thought on this team?
I like what I see. I like what I've seen so far. I think that they've brought in some really important pieces, like you said, some grad transfers who I wouldn't say necessarily fit the system, that they've been able to use their skill set better for the system in which they've implemented. Don't forget now, we got a new OC too, so now you got Rhett Lashley, yeah, and now he brings the spread, and so now that fits De'Aaron King and what he wants to do. And then defensively, oh my God, I mean, those two ends, man, they're just like hell in cleats, the way they're coming off the edge, Roche and Phillips. So so far, so good. I was impressed by the Louisville game. What was crazy to me, if you guys look at those two long touchdowns that the Canes had, they had a 75-yard reception for a touchdown. They had a 75-yard run for a touchdown. And in both plays, like, Louisville's defense didn't have, like, anybody on that side of the ball, which is the offense's right side of the ball, in the secondary. Like, if you remember, it's like it was nobody over there. Like, guys ran, like, 30, 40 yards before they were, well, Cam Harris ran, like, I guess, like, maybe 75 before he was touched going into the goal line because he had to dive. And then the receiver, no one was near him for that whole, you know, 75 yards that he ran. So there were a couple of blown assignments from Louisville that caused some big plays. But overall, I'm impressed with the way that they were able to go on the road, you know, keep their composure, play a sound game offensively and defensively, because Louisville has some really, really, really good wideouts too. But I thought they did a good job in all three phases and came away with a nice victory.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day. They're in town, and then the game tomorrow will be on ABC, their primetime game. Yeah, they're fun. And us Canes fans, like, we're watching them. We go, this is the real deal. Like, we've got a real quarterback, and they're good on both sides of the ball. But how would they fare against Clemson? They're going to play Clemson. From what you've seen, how will Miami fare against Clemson?
I think they will be competitive. I think that as the season grows older, they become more confident. Now, when the season starts, you just look at Clemson. They're like head and shoulders above everyone else in college football, except maybe in Alabama and possibly Ohio State, right? But when it comes to the ACC, it's like, okay, no one's close to Clemson. It's just they're in a league of their own. But I believe that, you know, when you have these teams, and they're kind of young, but they got, like, some veteran leadership. They got these grad transfers. They got these guys who play with a chip on their shoulders, and they know that this is an opportunity now to just, like, cement their legacy by knocking off a Clemson team that, you know, just been a top dog for so long. It just motivates these guys. And I think you'll get their A game, and I think they'll be able to compete with the Clemson Tigers. So, it's, you know, we got a lot of football left. If they were playing Clemson today, you know, I would say, hey, it's been nice, but they're not ready for that monster over there yet. But since they, you know, get them down the road, get a couple more victories under their belt, I think this is going to be a big game for them. Anytime, you know, despite what's going on up in Tallahassee, despite how the Seminoles looked against Georgia Tech, when you play your in-state rival, there's just something that comes out of both teams. Now, I think that Florida State will bring their A game. I think that's going to happen out the gate. But how long can you sustain that level of play is what's going to be the key. So despite the fact that they put some just horrendous football on tape against Georgia Tech, I would caution the Hurricanes about thinking that the same team that they saw on tape against Georgia Tech will be the same team that they're going to see Saturday night at the Hard Rock, at least for that first quarter. Now, as time goes on, Crowder can tell you, as the game grows older, then the cream rises to the top, and that's when you see what's what.
And, Dez, you're talking about the cream rising to the top. I was going to ask you about the champion this year, 2020 college football champion, college football playoffs. They're doing it all. Is it harder to win this year? Well, what's going on? We all know what's 2020, what 2020 done to us, Dez. Is it harder to win? Is it easier to win because there's less games, there's less chance for injury? Or do you think this year's champion's right on par with 2019 and 2022 champion?
Man, you know, because of this, the unknown, I would love to say D, all of the above, because I just don't know. I mean, none of us know. This is like touch and go. I mean, we've had so many games that have been either canceled or postponed, and we're getting them on a regular basis. So, you know, the Pac-12 just decided that they're going to play. The Big Ten decided a week ago that they're going to play. But they didn't leave themselves like a large margin of error. You know, it's like they're 8 games in 8 weeks for the Big Ten. And as we see how teams are starting to, you know, postpone games or cancel games and try to reschedule because they have open dates, they don't have an open date. So I say this because I think that the College Football Playoff Committee, they're going to really have their hands full trying to just pick these teams based on who had a full schedule, who played what they deem a tough schedule, who had more difficult opponents. Even if you run, say if you have an Ohio State team and they're supposed to have an 8-game schedule, say they only get 6 games in. But, you know, those 6 games, and they're 6-0, but in those 6 games were against, maybe they beat Penn State and they beat Michigan. So now it's like, okay, well, they beat the stronger teams in their conference, but they only play 6 games. Like, they have to, like, really sit there and subjectively look at these teams. The eye test, I think, is going to be really critical. You know, do you just think this team looks better on film than other teams who may be who may have a similar record or even a better record, maybe a one-loss team compared to an undefeated team? Like, it's just so many different variables coming into this college football playoff equation that we're just trying to, you know, get through the season first. Like I said, because you have so many cancellations, so many postponements. First, we need to get through the season, and then when all the dust settles and all the smoke clears, then we'll see who are the teams that are standing, and we'll try to – well, not we, because I'm not part of that. They will try to evaluate the teams that are left as best as they possibly can. But this is going to be – man, it's going to be a mess. Hey, you guys are going to have a lot to talk about. This is going to be a mess.
All we wait for is content, Dad. We don't care if it's good, bad, or otherwise. We just need content.
You gonna get some content, brother. Believe me.
Yes, sir. But one more question now, and one other thing going on this year is the social justice movement. You know what I'm saying? The NBA with the Black Lives Matters, the names on the back of their jersey, NFL. You know, we're going through it. But college football, the HBCU week on ESPN. This week, there's Deion Sanders going to Jackson State University. That push for the historically black colleges and universities, they're trying to get funding, you know, with the ESPN push, and I love it. I have no problem with it. But there's, honestly, how long will it take for an HBCU to catch up with my alma mater, UF, or your alma mater, Michigan? How long would that really take?
No, that's an excellent question. And I really hope that with Deion going to an HBCU, going to Jackson State, and that he will be able to recruit and start to pluck some of these 5-star athletes who are going to, like, the Floridas or the Michigans or the Alabamas or the Clemsons. And then that it will start like a trend. I forget, there's a young man, I forget his name, but he's a 5-star basketball player, I think out of Los Angeles. Anyway, he's one of the top, if not the top, recruit in the country, and he committed to Howard. So if that turns into a trend, as more guys start to follow, it only takes, like, I would say, a couple of teams that can compete on that highest level for it to be something of significance like you speak of. So I think that with Deion going there to Jackson State, if he's able to bring, like I said, some of those 5-star athletes there and they're able to have some success, I think it can happen sooner rather than later.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day is in Miami tomorrow. Canes and FSU, who's going to be the guest picker? Let us know.
Man, you know what? I don't know. I know they tossed out a couple of names, but we don't have a definite person yet, so I don't want to spoil that. But if they get the person that they're trying to get, you will be pleasantly surprised.
All right, I'll be watching. That's a good radio tease. That's a good
he
radio TV
tease. Be disappointed,
tease right
my
there.
Friend. Trust
All
me right. on that one, Mark.
Fair enough. Desmond Howard, yes, College sir. Game Day tomorrow. Thank you for making time for us, Desmond. We appreciate it.
Hey guys, my pleasure. Stay safe and keep up the great work.
We shall Thank try. You. All right. Desmond Howard, it is Canes FSU week. It feels exciting, especially when game day's in town.
And, Hawk, I don't take compliments well. I felt funny when he said we do a good job. That's Desmond Howard, man.
I immediately did a lap around my block. That's why I was quiet for so long. I was like, I got to jog this one off. I was feeling myself. All right, let's take a break. We'll
thank
come
you.
Back.
Thank you.
I don't think either of us said thank you. It was like we didn't know what to do. We froze up. I'm so used to reading texts that are like, you're garbage. I'm like, huh? What do I do? All right, quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.